God is good, and this morning we're in Psalm 10. As you look at that psalm, it's not an up-happy song, because it says what's happening when we don't, when people don't turn to God. But there is one verse in this psalm that saves the whole day, and it's verse 16. The Lord is King forever and ever. How many of you would agree with that? Forever and ever. Whether people come to him or not, that doesn't affect it. He is still king forever and ever. Nations have perished from his land. That's sad. That's the sad part. That's why we have to continue to get the word out. From the message, it reads, God's grace and order wins. Amen. Godlessness loses. Amen. So we need not be fretted over what we see in the world. We just need to fix our eyes on Jesus, obey him, and do what he says so that we can do our part in bringing others to Christ. Amen. Matthew Henry says, let us commit ourselves unto him, humbly trusting in his mercy. He will rescue the believer from every temptation, break the arm of every wicked oppressor, and bruise Satan under our feet shortly. But in heaven alone will all sin and temptation be shut out. Through this life, the believer has a foretaste of deliverance. And we do in this life, don't we? We get a foretaste of that deliverance, but we will have it solidly, and Dale is enjoying that now. Amen, 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 he is. Let's stand and let's say this really exciting verse from the Message translation. God's grace and order wins. Godlessness loses. Let's do just the first phrase, and let's do a big victory hurrah. When we say it, God's grace and order wins. Yay! Amen. God wins. Huh? Amen.